Pope Benedict, yesterday in front of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square, canonised Australia's first native-born saint, Mary MacKellop. Attending the ceremony was Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson. The Archbishop spoke to Lydia O'Kane about this woman of deep faith.
Being the Archbishop of Adelaide, where Mary began her work, it's especially important to me. We recognise the fact that her original impetus to do what she did really came to fruit in our archdiocese. So there's a very deep connection between her and us. Adelaide and our countryside is touched by her presence because that's where she was. She would come to Mass in our cathedral, walk our streets, looking after the people, teaching the schools that she created there. So it's a very, very touching day for us to think that now she's been canonised and the goodness that she was as a person is being recognised universally.
What made Mary MacKellop stand out, St. Mary MacKellop stand out?
Look, I think one of the things that makes her stand out is the fact that she was a woman of such great faith. In many of the discussions I hear about her, people don't refer to the fact that it's a really great devotion to our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament, and that receiving Holy Communion and going to Mass is a really important part of the way that she sustained her faith. And that was true everywhere she went, whatever she encountered. So it was the presence of Christ in the Eucharist that was a really strong element of her life, supporting her and helping her.
She was a woman who wasn't afraid to speak out about the truth, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't. Well, I don't think she made a big deal of it. She was just herself and did what was right and correct, you know, in the proper time. And if you'd said to her, you're a very truthful person and make a big deal of it, I don't think she would recognise that. She just simply, in her own quiet way, persisted with what she considered to be the right thing and was strong in maintaining it. So I think that she's a great example to us that in order to speak out about the truth or to do things properly, you don't have to make a big noise. You just deal with what you have to do with every day. And she had this deep sense of the way in which she was doing the work of the Lord every day, and that every person that came into life was another opportunity for her to do that.
She seems to be a person that's captured the imagination of the Australian people, not just Catholics, but the Australian people in general.
That's right, and I think the reason that that's happened is because as people come to know her story and they see these human values that she lives by, they're not just values that are isolated in Catholics. They're human values that are to be found among the best experiences of being a human, a person of faith, even a person of no faith, to do what's right in the community and to have a real sense of care for those people who need care most.
Would you say that's a shining example, an example of faith in today's world?
I think so. I mean, one of the big challenges that we have in the church is to help people to recognise that we are the community built around our Lord. And the only way that we can do that is by the quality of our love. We have to show what we believe by the way that we love. And so we have to do all we can to be people of really deep love. And that means so we need to be reconciled and we need to seek conversion in our lives.
So basically it's a very proud day for Australia, isn't it?
Very proud day. And, you know, it's sort of overwhelming. It's here. It's happened. We've been waiting for so long. And it's just all happened in the world over the last 18 months or so that we've come to be able to have the canonisation because of the miracle and the recognition of that and the way in which so many people have worked so well. But a lot of good hard work was done in the past by many people, including Father Paul Gardner, who's here today, is very old, and who was the procurator that was involved at the time that she was beatified. And he did so much work on the position paper to set all this up that he really is the person who needs a lion's share of the recognition for all of this.
You've had World Youth Day in Australia, now this. It's so much in a short space of time.
That's right. Well, we hope that on top of World Youth Day, that this will be able to help us to develop and to be better witnesses to the faith in the way that we live our lives, and that it will renew the life of the church in a very strong way.